Welcome back to Praying with Scripture through the liturgies and readings of the Church. We come to a deeper knowledge of Scripture and tradition that reveal who God is. As we pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, we do something a little different. We're going to do a shortened liturgy of the Word for about 5 minutes, and then we'll pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, and then we'll go into the office of readings or morning prayer. Let's see how that works. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations to which they have come, and gather them from all sides to bring them back to their land. I will make them one nation upon the land, in the mountains of Israel, and there shall be one prince for them all. Never again shall they be two nations, and never again shall they be divided into two kingdoms. No longer shall they defile themselves with their idols, their abominations, and all their transgressions. I will deliver them from all their sins of apostasy, and cleanse them so that they may be my people, and I be their God. My servant David shall be prince over them, and there shall be one shepherd for them all. They shall live by my statutes and carefully absorb my decrees. They shall live on the land that I gave to my servant Jacob, the land where their fathers lived. They shall live on it forever, they and their servant, their children, and their children's children, with my servant David, their prince, forever. I will make with them a covenant of peace. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will multiply them and put my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling shall be with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Thus the nations shall know that it is I, the Lord, who make Israel holy, when my sanctuary shall be set up among them forever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Responsory. We will pray a psalm. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. That's the response. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant isles and say, He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings, the grain, the wine, and the oil, the sheep and the oxen. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. So I guess it's actually from Jeremiah chapter 31, but usually that's the psalm. So we're just doing the Mass readings, the little liturgy of the word, four parts to Mass, intro rites, liturgy of the word, liturgy of the Eucharist, and closing rites or concluding rites. But anyway, let's move on. Verse before the gospel. Cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, says the Lord. And make for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit, to gather together in unity the scattered children of God, is the caption for this gospel passage. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation. But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish. He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert to the town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another, as they went into the temple area, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, that was just a very short liturgy of the word, and it only took 5 minutes, so it wasn't a big deal. And you can look up those readings, or it's John chapter 11, 45 through 56, Jeremiah 31, and Ezekiel 37, part of chapter 37, if you want to come back and think about that later on. That gospel is one that teaches me a lot about the Pope's charism of Peter, even though it's not quite the same. It's actually where, you know, in the Old Testament, there was this great spiritual authority, and yet there are differences. So let's move on and pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. But you can see just the great authority. Even Caiaphas in his state of mortal sin, even Caiaphas is still prophesying, still able to teach and prophesy about this high moment of drama in salvation history. This very year, the one in whom everything is fulfilled is put to death. Our Father, we pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Let us pray that the use of the new technologies will not replace human relationships, will respect the dignity of the person, and will help us face the crises of our time. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What a holy time, what a holy season. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts, as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, "They are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways." So I swore in my anger, "They shall not enter into my rest." Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 105. The Lord is faithful to his promises. The apostles proclaimed to the nations the wonders which God wrought when he came among us, says St. Athanasius. Sing praise to the Lord. Remember the wonders he has wrought. Give thanks to the Lord, tell his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Oh, sing to him, sing his praise, tell all his wonderful works, be proud of his holy name. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. Consider the Lord and his strength, constantly seek his face. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, the judgments he spoke. O children of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, he chose. He, the Lord, is our God. His judgments prevail in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, his promise for 1,000 generations. The covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it for Jacob as a law, for Israel as a covenant forever. He said, I am giving you a land, Cana, your appointed heritage. When you were few in number, a handful of strangers in the land, when they wandered from country to country and from kingdom and nation to another, he allowed no one to oppress them. He admonished kings on their account. Do not touch those I have anointed. Do no harm to any of my prophets. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Sing praise to the Lord. Remember the wonders he has wrought. The Lord did not abandon the good man who was sold into slavery, but freed him from the power of sinners. But he called down a famine on the land. He broke the staff that supported them. He had sent a man before them, Joseph sold as a slave. His feet were put in chains, his neck was bound with iron, until what he said came to pass, and the word of the Lord proved him true. Then the king sent and released him. The ruler of the peoples set him free, making him master of his house and ruler of all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and to teach his elders wisdom. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord did not abandon the good man who was sold into slavery, but freed him from the power of sinners. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, help us, Father, show yourself a father to us, and as master of our house, lead us to plenty and to healing and peace. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord did not abandon the good man who was sold into slavery, but freed him from the power of sinners. The Lord was true to his sacred promise. He led his people to freedom and joy. So Israel came into Egypt. Jacob lived in the country of Ham. He gave his people increase. He made them stronger than their foes, whose hearts he turned to hate his people and to deal deceitfully with his servants. Then he sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, the man he had chosen. Through them he showed his marvels and his wonders in the country of Ham. He sent darkness, and dark was made, but Egypt resisted his words. He turned the waters into blood and caused their fish to die. Their land was alive with frogs, even in the halls of their kings. He spoke, the dog fly came, and gnats covered the land. He sent hailstones in place of the rain and flashing fire in their land. He struck their vines and fig trees. He shattered the trees through their land. He spoke, the locusts came, young locusts, too many to be counted. They ate up every blade in the land. They ate up all the fruit of their fields. He struck all the firstborn in their land, the finest flower of their sons. He led out Israel with silver and gold. In his tribes were none who fell behind. Egypt rejoiced when they left, for dread had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud as a screen and fire to give light in the darkness. When they asked for food, he sent quails. He filled them with bread from heaven. He pierced the rock to give them water. It gushed forth in the desert like a river. For he remembered his holy word, which he gave to Abraham his servant. So he brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with shouts of rejoicing, and he gave them the land of the nations. He took the fruit of other men's toil, that thus they might keep his precepts, that thus they might observe his laws. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord was true to his sacred promise. He led his people to freedom and joy. The man of God welcomes the light so that all may see that his deeds are true. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 8, 1 through 13, the priesthood of Christ in the new covenant. The main point in what we are saying is this: we have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, minister of the sanctuary and of that true tabernacle set up not by man, but by the Lord. Now every priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Hence the necessity for this one to have something to offer. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest, for there are priests already offering the gifts which the law prescribes. They offer worship in a sanctuary which is only a copy and shadow of the heavenly one. For Moses, when about to erect the tabernacle, was warned, "See that you make everything according to the pattern you shown you on the mountain." Jesus has obtained a more excellent ministry now, just as he is mediator of a better covenant, founded on better promises. If that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no place for a second one. But God, finding fault with them, says, "Days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers, the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, and I grew weary of them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my laws in their minds, and I will write them upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach their fellow citizens or their brothers, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. I will forgive their evil doing, and their sins I will remember no more." When he says a new covenant, he declares the first one obsolete, and what has become obsolete and has grown old is close to disappearing. Important reading, right? Responsory prayer. We have a high priest who ministers in the true sanctuary. He has taken his seat in the heavens at the right hand of the throne of the divine majesty to appear before God on our behalf. Jesus did not enter into a man-made sanctuary, a mere copy of the real one, but into heaven itself to appear before God on our behalf. So we're going to have kind of a reflection or an expansion on part of that reading from St. Gregory Nazianzus in our reading from tradition. You see just how rich the Catholic liturgy is once you start taking the key scriptures and readings out of it. You see why I think this is one of the keystones of our spirituality that we're missing in the Catholic Church today. So also as we read, yes, try to figure out interesting things, but also consider what message God might be speaking through these scripture and tradition readings to you personally. We are soon going to share in the Passover is the caption. We are soon going to share in the Passover, and although we still do so only in a symbolic way, the symbolism already has more clarity than it possessed in former times. Because, under the law, the Passover was, if I may dare say so, only a symbol of a symbol. Before long, however, when the Word drinks the new wine with us in the kingdom of his Father, we shall be keeping the Passover in a yet more perfect way and with deeper understanding. He will then reveal to us and make clear what he has so far only partially disclosed. For this wine, so familiar to us now, is eternally new. It is for us to learn what this drinking is and for him to teach us. He had to communicate this knowledge to his disciples, because teaching is food, even for the teacher. So let us take our part in the Passover prescribed by the law, not in a literal way, but according to the teaching of the gospel, not in an imperfect way, but perfectly, not only for a time, but eternally. Let us regard as our home the heavenly Jerusalem, not the earthly one, the city glorified by angels, not the one laid waste by armies. We are not required to sacrifice young bulls or rams, beasts with horns and hooves that are more dead than alive and devoid of feeling. But instead, let us join the choirs of angels in offering God upon his heavenly altar a sacrifice of praise. We must now pass through the first veil and through the second, turning our eyes toward the Holy of Holies. I will say more. We must sacrifice ourselves to God each day and in everything we do, accepting all that happens to us for the sake of the Word, imitating his passion by our sufferings, and honoring his blood by shedding our own. We must be ready to be crucified. If you are Simon of Cyrene, take up your cross and follow Christ. If you are crucified beside him, like one of the thieves, now like the good thief, acknowledge your God. For your sake and because of your sin, Christ himself was regarded as a sinner. For his sake, therefore, you must cease to sin. Worship him who was hung on the cross because of you, even if you were hanging there yourself. Derive some benefit from the very shame. Purchase salvation with your death. Enter paradise with Jesus and discover how far you have fallen. Contemplate the glories there and leave the other thief scoffing to die outside in his blasphemy. If you are Joseph of Arimathea, go to the one who ordered his crucifixion and ask for Christ's body. Make your own the expiation for the sins of the whole world. If you are Nicodemus, like the man who worshipped God by night, bring spices and prepare Christ's body for burial. If you are one of the Marys or Salome or Joanna, weep in the early morning. If you are one of the Marys or Salome or Joanna, weep in the early morning. Be the first to see the stone rolled back, and even the angels, perhaps, and Jesus himself. Beautiful and very spiritual, right? But also explanatory. Jesus died outside the city gate to sanctify the people by his own blood. Let us go to him outside the camp and share the insult that was heaped on him. You have not yet resisted sin to the point of shedding your blood. Let us go to him outside the camp and share the insult that was heaped on him. God our Father, you always work to save us, and now we rejoice in the great love you give to your chosen people. Protect all who are about to become your children, and continue to bless those who are already baptized. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. First, I think it's important to also pray the intercessions, even though it's maybe not properly part of the liturgy when we have already done the office of readings. But who cares? To make us his new creation, Christ the Lord gave us the waters of rebirth and spread the table of his body and his word. Let us call upon him and say, Lord, renew us in your grace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, clothe us with compassion, kindness, and humility. Make us want to be patient with everyone. Teach us to be true neighbors to all in trouble and distress, and so imitate you, the Good Samaritan. May the Blessed Virgin, your mother, pray for all those vowed to a life of virginity, that they may deepen their dedication to you and to the Church. Grant us the gift of your mercy. Forgive our sins and remit their punishment. We also pray for Bill, for Henry, for Julia, for Father Rob, for Father Jim, for Father Vili, my pastor. We pray for all their intentions and needs this Holy of Holy Weeks. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. So I'm thinking something kind of like that tomorrow morning as well, on Palm Sunday, will help us all grow spiritually and be united with God. Yesterday we were in the Catechism looking at Petition 3, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we'll continue there. Though he was a son, Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered. How much more reason have we, sinful creatures, to learn obedience? We who in him have become children of adoption. We ask our Father to unite our will to his Son's, in order to fulfill his will, his plan of salvation for the life of the world. We are radically incapable of this, but united with Jesus and with the power of his Holy Spirit, we can surrender our will to him and decide to choose what his Son has always chosen, to do what is pleasing to the Father. And then we have that St. John Chrysostom quote. Again, these things kind of narrate a lot of scripture already to help you understand God's own words. In committing ourselves to Christ, we can become one spirit with him, John Chrysostom says, and thereby accomplish his will in such wise that it will be perfect on earth as it is in heaven. Consider how Jesus Christ teaches us to be humble by making us see that our virtue does not depend on our own work alone, but on grace from on high. He commands each of the faithful to pray to do thy so universally for the whole world, for he did not say, Thy will be done in me or in us, but on earth, the whole earth, so that error may be banished from it, truth take root in it, all vice be destroyed on it, virtue flourish on it, and earth no longer differ from heaven. I just love that. That's why John Chrysostom is called the golden mouthed, right? By prayer, we can discern what is the will of God and obtain the endurance to do it, the Church says. And that is cited from Romans 12:2 and Ephesians 5:7, as well as Hebrews 10:36. So the footnotes are actually really helpful for you because they give you also sources and sometimes more details. In the Catechism, sources are super important. Remember that. Jesus teaches us that one enters the kingdom of heaven not by speaking words, but by doing the will of my Father in heaven. If anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Such is the power of the Church's prayer in the name of her Lord. Above all, in the Eucharist, her prayer is also a communion of intercession with the All-Holy Mother of God and all the saints who have been pleasing to the Lord because they willed his will alone. I don't know that we read that last night. I don't think we did. It would be inconsistent with the truth to understand the words, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, to mean in the Church as in our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Or it would not be inconsistent with the truth to understand it that way. Or in the bride who has been betrothed, just as in the bridegroom who has accomplished the will of the Father. That's a quote from St. Augustine in his on Sermons. Alright, so I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for this soul in purgatory that Mary, Our Lady, and Our Lord have chosen to help with their prayer, with their intercession and prayers. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. And you know, I'm sorry, maybe I should have done a catechesis on the earthly and heavenly liturgies, which I think I actually have one written. But I'm just going to sign off now, and hopefully you have a great rest of your day, and ask for the partial and plenary indulgences associated with reading the Word of God. Even 2 times a day, you can get a plenary indulgence during this year of hope.